This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
5 minutes, about a week ago, that Lisa Page, the FBI lover of Peter Strzok, decided she was going to sue the Department of Justice and the FBI, and she was going to get ahead of the story. I'm a victim here. Donald Trump is tweeting about me. I'm a victim. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, see, everybody was trying to get ahead of this IG report. Comey, when it was released, Fox News was going to interview me, but then they changed their mind or whatever. Well, he's gone. I think he's gone on Fox News now. President Trump tweeted about that, saying, how dare you put this clown on Fox News to give him an audience so it can look like he's a good guy. I don't agree with the president necessarily. I think having Comey on the record saying, you know, saying whatever he says is a good thing, because it's going to show more people just how big of a liar this guy was. If you want to know how big of a snake Comey was, we have an article about him that shows he has been nothing but a fixer for the Clintons and the Democrats for his entire career. Millions of dollars made with the idea that he is a very just individual, that he's straight-laced. That, when they tell you that about somebody, you know they're crooked. They told us Comey's as straight as they come, which means he's one of the most crooked people on the planet. Democrats tell you the opposite. You know this. You've been in my class long enough to know this kind of stuff. Anyway, Lisa Page is wanting to get ahead of the story. I was a victim. I can't believe they did that. Who put my date out there? You know, and so she tweeted this. I sued the Department of Justice and FBI today. I take little joy in having done so. But what they did in leaking my messages to the press was not only wrong, it was illegal. I'm just saying, these are people who leak everything about the president, who have violated more laws than you can shake a stick at, who should be in prison, who might even have been executed in other countries. I'm not even kidding here. For the things that they've done against the leader who's done nothing, and she wants her money. This is equivalent to me of women go, oh, we only make 78 cents to the dollar of men. Well, then choose different careers or start your own companies. Charge what you want. She wants to get vindication. On December 10th is what Lawfare Blog wrote. Lisa Page filed a complaint against the Department of Justice and the FBI for alleged violations of the Privacy Act related to the disclosure of information about her to the media. And they give you a link to her document. I went to it. I looked it over. But what I wanted to talk about was some of the comments that were made in her tweet. Because people got it. See, I want you to understand, when social media provides so much information in a strange kind of way, because see, it's dominated by leftists. So when Comey tweets or Holder or Hillary or whatever, you expect nothing but just accolades and praises, right? It's dominated by leftists. I mean, we're on it. We use it. But the left uses it a lot more than we do. I promise you they do. So I always go to see what other people are saying. And here's what somebody said. I'm just going to give you some of the things that were said after she put this out there. Actually, no, they weren't. You sent the messages via government phone during government time to another government employee concerning government business. So that was the first thing. I want you to understand, I had the same observation, and I'm sure you did too. Lisa Page wants to sue the government because of text messages she sent on her government phone about government business. And the first thing that came up was somebody going, somebody tweeting back to her, can't send government messages during government time on a government phone to a government employee and think that it's your personal business. One-Eyed Blackjack said this: perhaps sleeping with your coworker and running a coup was wrong. Better luck in your next coup attempt. I agree. Somebody else put this: I look forward to this being laughed out of court. Neither adultery nor sedition are good looks. These are just a few, folks, of the responses. And I'm telling you, I'm not cherry picking here. The first 20, 30 responses, I mean, some of them were repeats of the others. Like, yeah, it's a government phone, isn't it? It wasn't your phone. It wasn't your personal phone, was it? Others were, well, you probably shouldn't have been texting to your lover on your phone. Things like that. But I'm giving you the gist. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. 80% of the tweets were against her. In a social media platform that is overwhelmingly leftist. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And here's another one. Honestly, you have zero shame. You are the exhibit of what is wrong with D.C. The average American Walmart shopper cannot stand you and what you represent. What was illegal is trampling Carter Page's rights, so screw you and your suit for published text. That's probably somebody obviously staying pretty in tune with politics because they knew to reference Carter Page. Here was the next one. You are an embarrassment. What you and your colleagues put this country through is a complete disgrace. The American people and the president file a class action lawsuit against you. I've said this many times. There should be recourse for President Trump to file a lawsuit against Schiff and Nadler and all of the Democrats. I don't even know what the recourse is. I don't. Maybe there are people out there that understand, you know, how all these things work. Because once you become president, you're part of the executive branch. You have to treat Congress different. You know, the legislative branch, you know, they can say what they want back and forth. Well, I don't know. I would start digging up dirt on them. I'd do something. I wouldn't just go down kicking and screaming. Here's the next one. You're a lawyer. Don't you know the law? Next one said this: can't handle things when they're done to you. Next one said, keep digging that hole. Here's one, Alexander Higgins at KR3AT, something like that. Anyway, KR3AT. He says, the FBI and DOJ should sue you for the taxpayer money wasted paying you a salary as an FBI agent while you were busy sexting married men. They should also prosecute the crimes you committed for Hillary Clinton, like altering Flynn's 302s to frame him and Trump. See, folks, people get this. They get it. They get it at a deep level. This is no joke to them. And the Democrats think they're getting away with this, but they're not. Lisa Flynn, I mean, Lisa Page, toast.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How many times do I have to tell you guys that leftism always screws itself? It's a snake that sees itself in the window or whatever and wants to eat it, and or it's eating its tail. Use whatever metaphor you need, but here's the deal. They lose in the end. Your policies can't, you can't have leftist policies and think that you're going to win in the end. Oh, yeah, let's bring in radical Muslims. How's that going to go for you? Look at Paris. Look at Germany. How's it working out for them? Look at Sweden. It's only a matter of time. Oh, we'll get them, you know, we'll settle them down. We'll change those bad boys. Open border. I mean, name it. Tax policy. Let's just tax the heck out of everybody. Let's tax anything over $1 million. Let's tax it at 90%. That's certainly going to spur innovation and people to want to do more, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Democrats don't know what they want. They say they can socially engineer the world so that everybody works together and it's all going to be good, as opposed to letting the country that has done the best job of assimilating any culture, any race, any creed, any religion, and making it work. Democrats say, no, we need to influence it. Let's pull some levers here and there. Let's not let God take care of it. Because that's what we are. We are a Judeo-Christian nation that says, we'll figure it out. Bring your strange religion, your strange customs, whatever. We'll glean out the best, we'll reject the worst, and all will be better for it. That's what we do. That's how America strives. That is why nobody can catch us. They can't catch us in innovation. We have a way of thinking that is different than anywhere in the world. I have figured this out. The only place close is Israel. The only place close. And they can't compete. You want to know why? Because a lot of the best, smartest Jews on the planet are American. So some of them may have dual citizenship or whatever, but many of them are just straight up Americans. They think the same and all that, and they grow up differently. They don't grow up worrying about bombs being lobbed over. They don't grow up worrying about, you know, which prime minister is going to be this or that and Hamas and Hezbollah and all that. They grow up in America free, and their minds are different. They're programmed different. They are wired different. Same with you. Your children, as dumb as they make them in our education system, if you can impart upon them the fact that in America they can become whatever they want, that wiring makes your brain different than anybody else's wiring. That's why we're successful. That's why we're the best country in the world. And the reason why we're that, God sees something good in us that he says, if you keep this up, I will bless you. And he does it because we protect Israel, but we protect people's freedom, the way that they see things and do things. We do it. We don't need any help in diversity. We don't need any help in how we treat women. Well, this is ridiculous. I would ask any woman in this country, where would you rather live?
Well, that doesn't mean we're getting all we can.
If you're not getting all you can out of this country, just admit it. You suck. You suck. You're terrible. All you want to do is complain.
I guess Oprah didn't get all she could out of this country, right? I guess Beyonce didn't get all she...
By the way, these are black women. These are black women. Black women that have done better than white women. You know how many black women did better than white women back in the day? I'm talking about at the turn of the 20th century. You had Maggie Walker. You had, what was her name, the first black millionaire lady. Forget her name. Madam C.J. Walker. There was a handful. I can name you black women that are doing better than white women all day long and twice on Sunday. Wow.
But boy, women, we are dead. We are oppressed. I don't know what we going to do. Oh, Lord, what we going to do?
These oppressive Republican conservative men who will beat you into your vote. They will beat your vote into you, woman. That's what we're told, right? Because you conservative women, you can't have minds of your own. They can't have people believing that you are actually smart and vote for a Republican or vote for a Trump. You have to be being coerced in order to do that. Now, why else would you? You can't be smart, not smarter than them, than they, the intellectuals of the women's movement. You know how degrading that is?
Oh, no, those women can't be doing that themselves. Their husbands are beating them.
Yeah. So conservative women, you should be out there in droves, mad as heck, over what these so-called intellectual white women. Oh, well, the average Hillary voter has a master's degree. She's just a dumb academic. That doesn't make you smart. That makes you stupid. Anyway, the Democrats got a whole series of problems. Cory Booker, they say, is leading the charge to convince the DNC to change its debate requirements for January and February. This is a dude that can't raise money anymore. Candace Super PAC watched the number one black contender, Kamala Harris, crash and burn. And he said, we need to change the rules. Yeah. Because he and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro haven't met the threshold for the December 19th debate. Each candidate has to have 200,000 unique donors, 4% support in 4 qualifying polls, or at least 6% support in 2 approved early voting polls in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina. Booker can't even get 6% in South Carolina, where it's a heavy black population. So he floated this letter amongst his colleagues asking the DNC to make the debate thresholds less stringent. In other words, he's an affirmative action candidate, affirmative action debater. Listen, the blacks and the Mexicans, we need a hand up here. We can't do this without somebody helping. Please, please, please. That's what this Negro is doing. He's saying, will you implement affirmative action on my behalf? I mean, if everything I told you about Democrats, if you can't understand what's going on here, this is hysterical. Cory Booker is essentially telling you that the Democrats have kept him out. By the way, that's what most black people vote. That's what most Hispanics vote. And that's what many white people vote. So these racist Democrats, and what are they? They're also misandrists because they're not allowing men to be successful. But these Democrats don't want him and Julian to succeed. Julian Castro to succeed. How dare they? They need to change the rules for Spartacus. I find it funny that a black man is asking his own party to, listen, you need to relax this because we can't qualify otherwise. They failed to qualify for the November debate. And here's what he says. While we know this is an unintended consequence of the DNC's actions, many of the candidates excluded due to these thresholds are the ones who have helped make this year's primary field historically diverse. Frankly, that unintended result does not live up to the values of the Democratic Party, and it does not deserve the best interest of the Democratic voters who deserve to hear from and to be able to choose from amongst the best our party has to offer. Well, you ain't it, dude. Unintended consequences. That is the story of the lives of Democrats. Unintended consequences.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives has approved funding legislation that averts a pre-Christmas government shutdown. The government runs out of money at week's end, and the two spending bills extend government funding through September at the end of the fiscal year. The Senate is also expected to approve the bills. The Democratic-led House Rules Committee is continuing to meet regarding the impeachment debate. The committee's top Republican, Tom Cole from Oklahoma, calls it a sad time.
This is not the result of a fair process and certainly not a bipartisan one.
Sadly, the Democrats' impeachment inquiry has been flawed and partisan from day one.
Cole also described impeachment as flawed and says it's a disastrous political sideshow. And senators from both sides of the aisle are meeting with the NCAA president to discuss paying college athletes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But let me ask you this. The allegation is this. Yes, Andrew McCabe said that. But he also said they didn't have enough weight. That either part wasn't enough, but together it was enough.
They bootstrapped this dossier up. It's like we said this months ago. We believe they did it. This memo now shows they did it. The facts now demonstrate that they bootstrapped this dossier up into legit intelligence to go get a warrant. And as I said before, they did it four times.
When is the dossier?
Hold on, Chuck. Your viewers.
Don't you think your viewers
would believe that a judge making the critical decision on whether to spy on an American should know whether the Democrats were paying for a particular opposition research. Don't you think that would be a material fact? Most of the prosecutors would agree that when you go in to ask for a warrant, you've got to give them both the good and the bad.
So you don't believe political, I believe they said there was a political, there was
context.
A political context to it. You don't see that as enough?
Well, I mean, obviously.
I'm just asking you.
Obviously, everything that was done was a political context.
It was done in the context of a president.
No specifics that were offered.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Representative Jim Jordan and Representative Mark Meadows essentially grilling Chuck Todd over his hypotheticals. Chuck Todd, what a joke. How do you even try to rationalize any of this? You have fruit of a poison tree. You have people who altered documents, altered them to such a degree that it completely misrepresented it. Completely. And you want to sit up there and go, but let me play devil's advocate. There was a bunch of other evidence that was used with this bogus, fake documents, dossier. There's all these other things. What other things? If the premise for everything that you're doing is based on a fake document, and you go, oh, yeah, but then we uncovered this. You uncovered what? Let me put it to you this way. There is nothing. Nothing, zero, zilch, nada about this case against President Trump that holds water. It doesn't hold water in court, doesn't hold water in the court of public opinion, and it doesn't hold water in the most important thing that God gave you, which is common sense. Yet a guy who hated Trump, former MI6, who faked the document, he was cajoled to do it because of his hatred of Trump, and some Republican operatives who started this, they abandoned it when they went, this is stupid. The Democrats picked it up, bought it, got Fusion GPS and a host of other characters to do it, enlisted the media to try to credentialize it, and the rest is history. Everything else is fabricated as well. Oh, Trump was with prostitutes. He was with this in Ukraine. They are holding this information against him. This is why he's Putin's puppet and a host of other stuff that are nothing but egregious lies. Lie after lie after lie on top of lie. And they act as if they have some, you know, leg to stand on. Here's Chuck Tuck. Well, let me play devil's advocate here for the lies. It's unbelievable what these people try to get away with. Rolling Stone reported this. Rolling Stone, probably one of the most leftist rags on the planet. Officials on the Crossfire Hurricane Trump Russia investigators went to extraordinary, almost comical lengths to seek surveillance authority of figures like Trump aide Carter Page. In one episode, an FBI attorney inserted the words "not a source" in an email he'd received from another government agency. This disguised the fact that Page had been an informant for that agency and had dutifully told the government in real time about being approached by Russian intelligence. The attorney then passed on the email to an FBI supervisory special agent who signed a FISA warrant application on Page that held that those Russian contacts against Page without disclosing his informant role. So in other words, Page gets information from Russians that say, look, they're doing this. And he immediately goes to the FBI and he says, hey, look, here's what's going on. Russian intelligence approached me about this, and they said, no, he's the one who's an informant for the Russians. We need to investigate him. Likewise, they go on, the use of reports by ex-spy campaign researcher Christopher Steele in pursuit of FISA authority had far-reaching ramifications. Not only did obtaining a FISA warrant allow authorities a window into other Trump figures with whom Page communicated, but they led to a slew of leaked, quote, bombshell news stories that advanced many public misconceptions, including that the court had ruled there was probable cause that Trump was a figure, that a Trump figure was an agent of the foreign power. I'm going to play this mashup again because people need to understand how big of a role the media played in selling this BS lie. And I really want to say the word. I wish it was just a podcast, because I would just blow up at these clowns. But here's that mashup again.
Parts of the now infamous dossier on Trump have proven to be true.
I know the history of the dossier, but it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated. Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier,
it hasn't been discredited. Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there.
Some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources in which we had very high confidence.
We know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated.
Say that if the application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had, in fact, corroborated information through its own investigation.
We also know that as time goes on, more and more parts of the Steele dossier get corroborated.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that is the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier.
Clear, investigators have corroborated part of the dossier. The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community. U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier, although we do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
It's not been corroborated, but it hasn't been disproven either.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven. To date, none of it has been disproven. And whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven. It's a fact that none of it, not one word, has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier that they know to have been disproven.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said, that the FBI would not have just taken a dossier to the FISA court and used that as their predicate for the surveillance. They had to corroborate it themselves. That's how they operate.
As you listen to that, I want you to just consider how the media tried to sell it. Like, you must believe that this has been corroborated. It's corroborated. A pack of lies. And to call them media, why don't they just say what they really are? They're nothing more than a tool of the left for disinformation. And they say the Russians are bad. The Democrats are far worse than any Russians I've ever seen. But I want to go on. Rolling Stone. This is a Rolling Stone article, folks. This is not Kevin Jackson's words. This is Rolling Stone. They said, there are too many to list in one column, but the horrorist report shows years of breathless headlines were wrong. Some key points. The so-called Steele dossier was actually crucial to the FBI's decision to seek surveillance of Page. Press figures have derided the idea that Steele was crucial to the FISA application, with some insisting it was only a small part of the application. But Horowitz is clear. We determined that the Crossfire Hurricane team's receipt of Steele's election reporting on September 19, 2016, played a central and essential role in the FBI's and the department's decision to seek the FISA order. Central and essential. Not a small part. The report describes how, prior to receiving Steele's reports, the FBI General Counsel, OGC, and the National Security Division Office of Intelligence wouldn't budge on seeking the FISA authority. But after getting the reports, the OGC unit chief said receipt of Steele's reporting changed her mind on whether they could establish probable cause. Meanwhile, the OI unit chief said Steele's reports were, quote, what kind of pushed it over the line. There is no FISA warrant without Steele. That's the fact. There is no FISA warrant without Steele. That's Horowitz. How we got to here, it's like asking a question of anything that we discuss with respect to policy. How do we get to where we can't protect our borders? How do we get to where we can't arm ourselves in order to protect ourselves against criminals and or an overstepping government? How is it that we get to where we are mean-spirited, crazy people for fighting for the lives of children? And on and on. I could go on and ask many of these crazy questions, right? Anyway, I got to take a short break.
We'll be this back. Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Y'all want to hear some crazy? Hank Johnson essentially says that Donald Trump, being the leader of the free world, in negotiating with Ukraine, it's extortion because we are too powerful. Well, isn't that true of anybody? Isn't that true of Kim Jong-un? Isn't that true of Trudeau, Macron? Isn't it true of all of them? Are we too powerful, theoretically? We are the most powerful country in the world, bar none. China can have 1.6 billion people, and the United States can take them out. That's how powerful we are. So powerful, they have to steal our secrets. They don't have the intellect to develop things on their own to get around us, to best us. They have to steal it. I'm not making this up. It's a fact. But here's Hank Johnson essentially saying the president of the United States is holding children hostage when he's negotiating with these world leaders.
He looked weak. Well, I tell you, that brings to mind the picture of President Trump and President Zelensky meeting in New York in September at the UN, and I big chair for President Trump, little chair for President Zelensky, big 6'4" President Trump, 5'11" Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky, and they're standing there, and President Trump is holding court. And he says, "Oh, by the way, no pressure." And you saw President Zelensky shaking his head as if his daughter was downstairs in the basement duct taped. I mean, there's an imbalance of power in that relationship. It always has been. And there's no way that the nation of Ukraine can stand up to the power, to the power of the United States of America. And President Trump used that unequal bargaining position. He leveraged.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. These leftists are a bunch of lunatics, man. And I lose patience with them because it's just, some of their stuff is just so over the top. It's like, shut up, man. Seriously? Shut up, Hank Johnson. Here's what's sad. There are people that elected this dude. And you know what? The majority of them are black. They elected this clown to represent them. They wonder why I call him the Congressional Black Circus. Because it is nothing but a bunch of clowns. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. I was talking about this Rolling Stone article. Rolling Stone is a leftist magazine, folks. And the guy writing this article, you would think he worked for the Trump campaign. He's explained that the Steele dossier is phony, and it was critical for the FBI's decision to surveil Carter Page that started all the dominoes on the rest of this farce that we've been dealing with and paying for all these years, leading to the Mueller report and now leading into Ukraine. Central and essential and role that dossier played. And here's what's interesting. Now a president is sitting with a kangaroo court, articles of impeachment against him by Democrats over all of the nonsense that has led up to this. If you don't think this is going to backfire on the Democrats, you're not paying attention. It already has. It's begun. He talked about all these different things that led up to the FISA court saying, yeah, based on Steele dossier, we can move forward. We can go ahead. Then he goes into the Nunez memo. He writes this, Democrats are not going to want to hear this since conventional wisdom says former House Intelligence Chief Devin Nunez is a conspiratorial evildoer, but the Horowitz report ratifies the major claims of the infamous Nunez memo. As noted, Horowitz establishes that Steele's report was crucial to the FISA process, even using the same language Nunez used, essential. He also confirms that Nunez's assertion that the FBI double-dipped in citing both Steele and a September 23, 2016 Yahoo News story using Steele as an unnamed source. Horowitz listed the idea that Steele did not directly provide information to the press as one of the seven significant inaccuracies or omissions in the first FISA application. They knew this. They knew Steele didn't put this to the press because the FBI leaked it to the press. They needed to credentialize this bogus report. Horowitz, he writes, also verifies the claim that Steele was, quote, closed for cause for talking to the media, which is, means officially cut off as a confidential human source to the FBI. He shows that Steele continued to talk to Justice official Bruce Orr before and after Steele's former relationship with the FBI ended. His report confirmed that Steele's information had not been corroborated when the FISA application was submitted, which was another Nunez key point. He said, there was gnashing of teeth when Nunez first released his memo in January 2018. The press universally crapped on his letter, with a Washington Post piece calling it a joke and a sham. I'm going to stop there for just a second, because I want you to understand what's happening here. Nunez gives you the truth. He says, here's all the inconsistencies in this. And you know what the press does? It doesn't verify anything. It goes on with the same narrative, and it says, it degrades, it tries to minimize the truth. That's what they did. It's not even a question. They wanted to minimize the truth. They said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slammed Nunes for the release of a, quote, bogus document. New York Senator Chuck Schumer said the memo was intended to, quote, sow conspiracy theories and attack the integrity of federal law enforcement. See, again, the FBI to the left, when they want to use them for their nefarious means, are amazing. They were the best. They were led by the best leaders. How dare you impugn the reputation of the FBI? Why dare you? How dare you? It's pretty easy when they do what they do. It says, Horowitz report says all of the caterwauling was off base. It also undercuts many of the assertions made in a ballyhooed response letter by Nunes' counterpart, Adam Schiff, who described the FBI's, quote, reasonable basis for deeming Steele credible. Go back and listen to that mashup. I played it both hours. Listen to these media types explain confidential sources, all of the clandestine agencies, the spy agencies, everybody is corroborating the Steele dossier. We have it from this source. We have it from unnamed sources. What I would do is subpoena every one of these people and say, name them. Name the liars that told you this was legit. Name them. Schiff says the FBI had reasonable basis for deeming Steele credible. Says the report is especially hostile to Schiff's claim that the FBI provided additional information obtained through multiple independent sources that corroborated Steele's reporting. See, this is why I can't wait to get Schiff's little shifty butt in front of a Senate committee that says, produce it. Remember when Schiff said he had evidence of Russian tampering President Trump? Produce it. Where's this evidence you say you have with 100% authority and certainty? I want to see it. If you can't produce it, you need to get your butt out of Congress. It says, in fact, this guy writes, far from confirming the Steele material, the FBI over time seems mainly to have uncovered more and more reasons to run screaming from Steele. To wit, the Steele dossier was an internet rumor, and corroboration for the P-tape story was zero. The P-tape, where supposedly Russian prostitutes were peeing on President Trump, on Donald Trump. The Steele report reads like a pile of rumors surrounded by public information pulled off the internet, and the Horowitz report does nothing to dispel this notion. At the time the FBI submitted its first application, Horowitz writes, it had corroborated limited information in Steele's election reporting, and most of that was publicly available information. Horowitz says of Steele's reports, the CIA viewed it as an internet rumor. Worse, he says, and this part should be tattooed on the heads of Russian truthers, the FBI's interview of Steele's sources revealed Steele embellished the most explosive parts of his report. The P-tape story, which inspired countless grave headlines and plunged the Trump presidency into crisis before it began, was, this source said, based on a conversation that he or she had over beers with the sexual allegations made in jest. And this is what Comey's FBI took to get FISA warrants and ruin the lives of many people. That's how Democrats play.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.